Geoffrey Martin recently scored a hit on the internet with a stunning 360-degree photograph of the Philosophical Hall at the library at Strahov Monastery in Prague. In fact, his 40-gigapixel panoramic picture of the beautiful Baroque structure, which users can zoom in and out of on their computer screen, is believed to be the largest indoor photograph ever taken. Martin, an American in his mid-30s, has been living in the Czech capital for 12 years. When we spoke at an outdoor cafe in the city recently, I asked him how he'd first gotten into the field of panoramic photography.
I got into that nearly 10 years ago when I got my first digital camera. It had a panoramic mode that I guess all digital cameras do. So sort of a breakthrough for me, having used only film, the idea that you could, you know, kind of fuse two photos together.
And was that technology in its infancy then? I'm not sure when I first saw my first panoramic photograph, but it would have been probably 8 years ago.
Yeah, it sort of was. Especially this sort of built-in software in the cameras, very rudimentary, and even the most technically proficient types of software from back then were very basic compared to what we've got now.
And if you could explain briefly, how is it done?
In the case of these very, very large photos that I make, I take a few hundred or a few thousand images that are overlapping, and then they're fed into a computer program which analyzes the overlapping bits and figures out exactly how they fit together. And that's all. And then so then they're joined, hopefully, into a complete sphere encompassing everything that you're seeing around you.
How high is the resolution of the individual photographs that you use?
I use a regular professional SLR camera, so the one that I've got is 18 megapixels.
I guess you don't just stand there and take photograph after photograph. You've got some kind of a robot assistant.
Yeah, I do. I have a device that allows me to set exactly how much the camera should turn each time, but that doesn't let me sit back with a cocktail while it's shooting. I have to usually pay close attention that it is working properly, and in some cases make sure that it is... You know, maybe I even have to focus the camera each time, so it can be very difficult, actually, even considering the fact that the robot's moving things for me.
Once you've taken all these pictures, how long does it take you to then put them all together?
It depends on the job and how perfect it has to be in the end, but it's usually a few weeks of work. First, I convert the images from a raw format into something that's viewable, and then I have to fit them all together, and then it usually doesn't fit perfectly, so I have to fix a few bits manually or work with the panoramic imaging program to fix these parts.
What do you use these pictures for? What are they used for? I mean, how does your business work?
Well, my company is 360cities.net. We are primarily a community of panoramic photographers, and we provide a platform and publishing system for these types of images, these spherical 360-degree images. And we have advertising revenue, we have site memberships, so people pay for certain privileges of publishing these images, and then we also license some of these images to various clients, including advertising and industry. So in the case of these very large gigapixel images, they've been licensed quite a few times for various advertising campaigns, things like that.
How important is the aesthetic aspect? Because I've got to say, a lot of these photos are simply beautiful.
Right, that's one sort of differentiator between us and something like Google Street View, which is the same type of image, but that's meant as a navigation tool more than something to be enjoyed. So our images are quite enjoyable, and especially for things like advertising or websites, they're very attractive for people to use.
Of the photos you've done to date, which in particular have been memorable or you've considered a great achievement?
Well, these very large ones, of course, are easy to call great achievements because of the scale, and they're very challenging technically. So, of course, I'm very proud of those, and they're easy to make headlines about. They get traffic on the web, so I'm always tempted to make more of these. And I've done more low-resolution spherical panoramas. I went to Havana 3 years ago, exactly, actually. And I spent about 10 days there shooting a lot of panoramics, and I'm very proud of these images. I think it's an interesting portrait of a, you know, sort of unique place in the world from a certain time.
At the end of March, you came out with an amazing photograph of the Philosophical Hall at the Strahov Library. How did that picture come about?
It was an idea that I had had since seeing this place for the first time, and I had been thinking about this for a few years, how to make a very, very high-resolution image of this place. So first we made an appointment. I guess you can make a private tour by appointment for a fixed amount of money. So we booked a few hours, and I went there, and I shot the other room, the theological library. The philosophical library was being reconstructed at that time, being fixed up. So I released a 2 or 3 gigapixel image of the theological library, and then I made another appointment to go back to the Philosophical Hall. And after a day of shooting, I realized that I wouldn't be able to shoot the resolution that this place deserved. It's such a special place that I wanted to spend a few days working on an image that would be really spectacular, because this place is truly amazing. So I spent a total of about 5 days in the Philosophical Library, and I would like to thank Strahov Library for letting me do that, and I'm very happy with the result. I'm very proud of how it turned out, and I'm glad that, you know, people who will never have a chance to go there will get to see it and zoom all the way into the books and everything else.
Well, they could probably see more by not going, just by looking at your photograph.
That's true, yes. And that's one complaint that some people have. But as a counter-argument, it's true that you can zoom in and see even more than you could if you were there in person. But being there in person is a very magical feeling that you cannot get with any photo, no matter how 3D or high resolution you get. It's just never the same as being there and experiencing it.
But what do people complain about? What's the complaint?
We had one interesting case when we were selling virtual tours, and we were allowing our members on the website to go to different businesses and to sell them a virtual tour, which means a series of panoramic images that are linked together with a map. And one guy in Germany, he made a fantastic tour of an airplane museum. So there was a huge hall with 20 or 30 airplanes, and you could click to go inside each one, and you could virtually sit inside the cockpit of some antique airplane and then go outside again and go to a different airplane. And it was really fantastic. And the owners of the museum made us take it down. They were very angry, and they thought that if this was online, that nobody would ever come to the museum ever again. And it's quite silly, and it's unfortunate. And I think the general opinion about this is slowly changing, and this is not the majority of what people think.
Getting back to your Strahov Library photograph, that was featured on Wired. It was a big hit on the internet. What did that exposure mean to you?
In a business sense, of course, it's great to get that kind of exposure, and a lot of people in different industries get a chance to know about us and our business. So from that perspective, it was fantastic. And personally, of course, I really appreciate that people get to, you know, enjoy this, and I'm proud that I get to expose a, you know, fantastic place. I guess there's an element of adventure to making images like this and you know, sharing it with the world.
Looking to the future, or maybe not even to the future, just to your imagination, is there any subject that you would absolutely love to photograph and to make a panoramic picture of?
It would be great to do the Sistine Chapel, I think, because the artwork there is truly amazing. So that would be something I think I would like to do in my life. Otherwise, it would be interesting to photograph North Korea before it changes too much. Similar to photographing Cuba, it's a place that's sort of frozen in time, so I would be very fascinated to witness that place and to capture it before it changes.
And is there any site here in the Czech Republic you'd like to photograph?
I've photographed this Church of Bones, but I end up going back there when I find a new technology.
That's in Kutná Hora.
Yeah, the Sedlec Ossuary in Kutná Hora. So I photographed that a few times, but I find myself going back there again and again to make it even better. And another place, I don't know, I always enjoy photographing these kind of town squares, these anonymous little town squares that you know, I passed through by mistake, and, you know, those are very lovely. I always like shooting those in the Czech Republic.
That was photographer Jeffrey Martin talking to Ian Willoughby in this week's edition of One on One.